Let Let it rain on me. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. We set our faith in agreement with you, Lord Jesus. In agreement with you. I don't have much to say today, but I got a real word from God, and it's awesome. Can I get about 8 people to put God is a personal God in the chat room? God is a personal God. God is a personal God. Can you do that for me this morning? God is a personal God. Now, can you add, God is my own personal God? Come on. We not being selfish? We extolling God this morning. We giving God the glory this morning. God is my own personal God. Because that's what he wants you to understand this morning. That's what he wants us to comprehend this morning. God is a personal God, and God is my own personal God. And then I want you to write one more thing. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. Now you figure that one out. God is a personal God. God is my own personal God. And God is sovereign. I didn't say Jesus. I said God, our Father. God is sovereign. And that's what he said to me this morning. And here's the other part that he made me to understand. God is a personal God who touches us all differently and uniquely. Did you get that? God is a personal God who touches us all differently and uniquely. Wow. 4 on your phone is 3743. Can I get you? I won't call your name or anything like that. And I don't even know if you're at work or if you're in a position to tell people about that miracle you experienced You see, brothers and sisters, God is a personal God who touches each and every one of us differently and uniquely. So therefore, you cannot try to put him in a cookie cutter. It won't work. 3743 is the last four. Can you possibly give us a 10-minute testimony? I don't know if you can do that. If you can't do it, I'm going to just open your phone and say, I know you might be at work. I know you work. I don't know how you work, but I know you work all the time. But if you can, I'm going to hit the mic. Because God used your deliverance to reveal and manifest that he is a personal God who touches us all differently and uniquely. And yours was definitely unique, definitely different, and definitely personal. I got your mic open. Just say yes or no, if you could talk or not. 3743. Can you hear me? I don't even know if you can hear me. Can you hear me on the blog talk this morning? Yes or no? Can I be heard on the blog talk? Yes. Thank you. So 3743, I'm assuming that you're at work and you can't talk. I'm going to give just a little bit of
your
testimony.
Can you hear me?
You know me, man. I'd be excited. I don't want to hype nothing up. Okay, that person is at work, and I believe they can't talk. Okay, you can hear me? That's why I'm saying to you, I like this song, Rain on Me, Rain on Me, Rain on Me. And I know I'm playing this under the direction of God's Holy Spirit. She asked if we could hear her. So I can't hear. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I need to turn this off. Hold up. Maybe I left this on. Oops. Let's see if I did or not. Okay. Try it now. Can you hear me? 3743. Oh, yeah. Can you give?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you now. Can you give your testimony about being able to see? And
yes.
Anything, however the Holy Spirit leads you, just give it. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yes. On February 16th, I was talking to Dr. Erica about what happened to me. So I went in my car and I'm not going to say barricade myself in, but I put a big old canopy over my car, and it was cold that day. And it was a big old canopy to cover up the whole car. And so nobody can see me, so I'm just a little bit so I can see out. And there was a lot of different stuff was going on. It was a lot of different stuff was going on. But I know I was trusting God to give me a breakthrough so I can. A lot of stuff was happening at work, a lot of stuff was happening at home. But And so as she was, you know, going through the deliverance and, I mean, breaking a lot of different stuff off for me and it just stuff just coming out, I mean, all parts of my body. And then, you know, after deliverance, you know, because she, you know, kept asking me, are you okay? And I said, you know, yes. And this is stuff I didn't even know about, whether it was dealing with, you know, witchcraft attacks, also witchcraft at work. It just, a lot of different stuff was just happening, and I didn't know what was really going on. So after deliverance, and so I went back, and she said everything was okay. And, it was so much stuff happening. So, once I, and then I was tired after deliverance because it was about an hour. But so after I was, I just sat in my car. I just, you know, sat in my car and everything, and, because I was tired. And then I, after I sat in my car for a little while, I went back and, into my house, and I was tired because there's so much different stuff just broke off of me. So I was just tired. So I rested. So if I rested, the next day, I got up and said, well, let me go to the store. So I got my son. I said, well, I need to go to the store. And I was dad's birthday, so let me go to the store and, you know, get a couple things. So I got up, and plus I had an appointment also. So I got up that morning. It was like early in the morning because I had a doctor's appointment. So I got up early that morning, and I said, well, I'll get myself together. So I got up, got myself together. It was still dark, which, very dark outside. And and so when I was driving up the road, and I said, because I had problems, seeing. Everything was very, very foggy. I mean, I always need my glasses. Doesn't matter. When I get out of bed, I put on my glasses to see. I couldn't see something in my room. I couldn't see. My vision was dimming with something. I couldn't see. So I was just happening. I was driving down the highway, and I had my glasses on. So I just happened just to look around, and I was looking. I said, I could see. Everything was clear. Everything was perfectly clear. Man, this is dark. This is very dark outside. You know, it's like, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's dark. So I'm just driving, and I'm looking at the buildings. I'm looking at the people in front of me, and I'm just looking around. I'm like, I can see, and I kept on saying, I can see, Jesus, I can see, and everything was so clear. It just like it was like a 4K. If a television is 4K, because TVs today is so vivid. The 4K TVs, the high definition TVs, the clarity of the TV screen sound is so clear. Back in the days, like in the 50s or whatever, and everything was black and white. You can't get that very vivid feeling. So I'm just going in the highway, and I'm just crying, and stuff's just coming. I was just crying and thinking, Jesus, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can really see. I didn't have my glasses on. I could actually see the cars in front of me. I can see the tags in front of me. I can see all around. I said, oh my gosh, I can see. And so until I got to my appointment, my doctor's appointment, it's lighting around about 7:30. Then I just look around. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see. I don't need my glasses. So he restored my visual sight of not having used my glasses. It was just, and I get up and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then even in the store, I needed my glasses to see, I put my glasses on, go to the store. Oh, I need my shades because they have prescriptions. So I needed them, to drive. And now I can go to the store. I can, see and there is this so to be able to see, not needing my glasses to see. Because it seemed like I was going, after my deliverance, I know that it was like scales taken off my eyes. Like, the scales was taken off my eyes. It was just like awesome. Now, when I dream, I can see. I mean, I can see. It's like I had a vision. And something is in that vision, and God was giving me a vision, and I can see at first, the vision was very dim. It was like blocking you. You're not seeing stuff. You're not going to go back and tell stuff. You're not going to do nothing. You're going to make your eyes dim so you cannot be able to see. But now, and if I have a dream or a vision, I can actually see the people in that vision, whether it's international, whether it's white, whether it's whatever God is trying to give me, I can see who is attacking me. I know how to direct his prayers. I go back and see anywhere in the spiritual realm. I can see in the spiritual realm detailing what happened. So if something is going after me, and I can direct those prayers and let them know, no, you will not do that. So, I can see so clear. I can see. And then I take it back, I can see. I was seeing before. I mean, I can see before, but it was damn. You take your glasses off and everything. You have to adjust your eyes to wherever you're going or whatever the case might be. You might have reading glasses. You might have computer glasses. You just might have just glasses. But now, I can get up. I don't have to, get out of bed and oh, my glasses. I have to see how to, to put my feet on the floor. I have to see that, to get up and, find my way through. I don't have to do that no more. So after that deliverance, I can actually see.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is a personal God who touches us all differently and uniquely. Why don't you come into agreement with me and say, rain on me, God. Rain on me. Rain on me. Rain on me. Rain on me. Rain on me, God. Rain on me. Right on. Let me tell you something. No, she did not ask me to pray for her eyes. God did it sovereignly, brothers and sisters. All she said was, just pray for me for deliverance. I know you're still on here. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And so as not to disturb the people in her household, like the blind man, when he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus was, remember him? He started taking off his blind clothes because he was blind and he was a beggar and he wore them begging clothes. Even as Jesus was approaching him, brothers and sisters, to pray for him to receive his sight, he started taking off them blind man clothes. He changed his garment. He took off everything that would cause him to be recognized as a blind man, because he wasn't blind anymore. God did what he did for this sister sovereignly as an act of faith. She went outside of her house, made her, this is what's beautiful, She made her car an altar. She even put a tarp on the top of it. The scripture says, and when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. She made her car her altar. She made her car her secret place. She made her car a place to offer up an offering to God. She prepared to be delivered, brothers and sisters. And she didn't come to God like some people come to me. I want to be this. She said, oh, no, do it, God. Whatever you got to do, do it for me. I know something needs to be done, and I know that you're the one that can do it. So I'm going to prepare my place of worship. I'm going to prepare my car as a as an altar unto you. And God did it. And he did much more than that. He did much more than that. But I don't want to get into her personal stuff. He did much more from the moment she came out from under that altar. From the moment she got up from the place that she had designated, this day, you're going to meet me here, God. Now, you got to understand something else. I'm in Dalton, Georgia. She's up there, way up there, somewhere in Maryland. I think it's Maryland. Way up there in Maryland. But in a place in Maryland where it's predominantly Catholics, because her family comes from a, it's strange, but from a Irish Catholic background. But God did it and made her a living witness. We didn't know nothing, but I was surprised when she texted me and said, I could see. I'm thinking, well, I know you can see. In my mind, I know you can see. You're a teacher. You got to see. But you see, God is telling me again and again, he's a personal God. And I try to tell you, you can't go by nobody else's deliverance. 30 plus years, I have never seen two people get delivered the exact same way. Never. Never. Now, the basic principle might be the same, but the deliverance is unique and specific to the individual's requirements. This is what God wants you to do this morning. Can somebody post Romans chapter 12, verse 1? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to close your mic now. Thank you so much for allowing me to pray with you. And you being in anticipation. Romans chapter 12. Excuse me. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, put them on the altar, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, there's a move of God. How many of you believe when we prayed something was going to happen in Texas? I did. I don't waste God's anointing and I don't waste God's time. If I pray about something, I believe it. There's a move of God that's taking place. It's taking place because some people need, the whole world needs an encounter or an experience with God. You can say what you want to say. Nobody's going to take the fact that God healed, delivered her eyes. Her eyes. Do you know how important your eyes are? The Lord is looking for those of us on earth who are willing to embrace what his will looks like. God is looking for those of us on earth that will change our good, thank you, God, vision from an earthly perspective looking up. He wants us to change it to a heavenly perspective looking down. You see, God's will has to be accepted from heaven's vantage point. And God's will, when it's accepted from heaven's vantage point, looks different. It looks different. It smells different. It acts different than from our earthly little comfortable concept of God and his will. You see, a birth is taking place on this earth right now. This birth starts with the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, it's going to bring forth a birth of souls, but right now, God wants us to give his own Holy Spirit access to release his power of his kingdom. You see, his kingdom is a kingdom of signs and wonders and healings and miracles and deliverance, gifts of his own Holy Spirit that touches down from heaven through visions and dreams and the manifestation of supernatural experiences and encounters with him. The Lord said, the world is thirsty. The world is thirsty, and he's making them take notice. He said that people who don't know him are not going to be looking for the world repackaged. He said, the supernatural, excuse me, go, get out of my throat. The supernatural has been seen as unnatural. A manifestation of God and his presence has been seen as unnatural for too long. And I'm looking at the chat room. Jessica said the temperature started warming up right away. The sun came out down there in Corpus Christi area. The sun came out to melt the ice. And it was 12 degrees warmer here in South Texas. And temperatures are expected to rise every day. See, I expected that. You see, because I know that there's power in us. And this message here, because I didn't have time to try to clean it all up and everything. But this is what the Lord said. God is looking for you to become the change agent on earth. He's looking for you to become a change agent. And I wrote, God's invitation to his people right now is to freely give his own Holy Spirit access and ability to come from within them outside hurting world on earth. In other words, when we give God's own Holy Spirit a period of time, he's going to fill it with himself. when you put out the welcome mat for him, when you refuse to merely tolerate manifestations of his presence, but actually celebrate and take great pleasure and delight, reveling within his manifest glory and his actual presence. That's my whole message. God wants us to freely, as an act of our will, give his own Holy Spirit space. And when we give his Holy Spirit space, he's going to fill that space with himself. He's looking for those in this hour who want to see the birth and the advancement of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. It will be a personal experience or encounter, because God is a personal God. And you are personally his. And that's my birthday present to you. Fill me. And then empty me out. Fill me. Fill me with more of you and empty me out in your kingdom. Fill me with more of you, because he's trying to get to you so he can work through you. He's using this Jesus believers line to build your faith, so that your faith will stand in hell, but your faith will become the same faith in heaven as it is on earth. But it's got to come out of you. It's got to come out of you. It's got to come out of you. God getting to you so he can work through you to bless on earth as it is in heaven. It's got to come to you. We came together in agreement. Don't nobody have to know it but us and God. But as long as you know, you can give what you know to somebody else. Tomorrow, I've been holding back. God has been talking to me about altars. This time I waited. This time I waited. And you know what else I did? I sent Brother Joe out in the name of Jesus. I said, Brother Joe, find some heaters. And he couldn't find none. All the heaters were gone. I was going to send them down there to Texas. I was going to find, and I'm still going to, because there's a big, big, big need in Texas. And I, being a missionary, cannot see a need without trying to fill it somehow. There's a need in Texas. But then God was saying to me, yeah, there's a need for them to open up a space for me, because I want to move down there. I want to move down there. I want to manifest my glory in Texas. I said, okay, God. It needs it right now. They need to experience your love right now. They need a manifestation of you. He said, I'm moving. Not I'm going to move. I'm moving. I'm moving. Prepare that space. Prepare that space. Thank you for wishing me happy birthday. Thank you that I was able to impart to you. That's okay. It's 6:51. It's 6:51. God loves you so much. And those of you that are on here, you only own this line because you gifted. But you were so doggone rebellious. And how do I know? I was just like you. So God had to send somebody just like you. Just like you. Somebody who knew what it took for God to move on them so that they would have the patience. So that they would have the, what's that space thing in Mars? Perseverance. That new space thing that landed on Mars, perseverance. 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 I love you. I'm going to have a great, I know God got a sense of humor. Perseverance rover, that's it. Perseverance. God is great. Not only that, I'm going to do some deliverance on my birthday too. God let me live to be 71 years old. My back is straight. That devil, you see, a lot of people die before their birthday. I don't know why. But when I woke up alive this morning, I said, uh-oh, devil, you in trouble. Now, I made it. You in trouble. Watch me.
The water. Jordan River until the end pour, but until my body, but not my soul. I stepped in the water, I stepped in the water, I stepped in the water, went down in that water, went down in that water. Anybody been to the river? Anybody been baptized? Have your soul been converted? And you feel alright? Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Was cold. Said the water was cold. Said that water was cold. Said that water was cold. Feel my body. Feel my body. Feel my body. But not my soul. Amazing grace that I sweep the town. That saved a wreck. A wreck like me. I was the Lord. Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Come on, anybody hear me, Lord? But Jesus found you, and you're free at last. Anybody free at last? Anybody free at last? I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. Anybody been to the river? Anybody been in the river? I done been in the river. I done been that guy. So come and burn it. And I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. Feel alright.
You're my everything.